Well, I'm going to stand up because I can't sit down. So my name is Philip Godot, and I'm very thankful to be here, and thank you guys for the invitation. My testimony is that I was born in 1949. My mother was raped at 14 years old. She, thank God, she had a Catholic background and that she would not abort me. And in her having me, then I was taken or kidnapped from another lady. So I went from not being aborted to then being abducted. And then my last name was changed four times from Boutte, Guillory, Godot, and Baptiste. Then moving from different states because the mother who had abducted me was trying to avoid capture. She couldn't have kids, and so when she saw this vulnerable young lady, a girl at 15 years old, having one that really couldn't do it, she took advantage of it. But I, in the midst of it, I thank God that she did. I thank God that she didn't abort me. I thank God that she, that the mother that took me cared for me and loved me. And I can see God's hand still in the midst of that in a way that I've never could think about. Then meeting my family at a grown man. I was a grown man when I met my birth mother. My birth mother was, I was on television, and so she was talking to, my daughter was crying, my sister was crying, because she said that my mother would cry every night when she would put the kids to bed, my half-brothers and sisters that I didn't know. And she said, Mama, at 16, she said, Mama, why are you crying all the time? She said, because one of us is missing. So then she found out about me through some different ways and saw me on television, came to the church, and she's a white girl. See, I got two sides, I'm black and white. So I don't know what side the table to go to right now. So she then turned around, and then my white sister that I didn't know was my sister came to church. We were welcoming the first time attendance. She jumped up, ran up and kissed me. And I said, somebody, security, where are you? To get this girl out of here. Because, you know, it's the way she kissed me. But she was kissing me as her brother that she never met. Make a long story short, she started bringing all my other family to the church all over the Bay Area that I didn't know. Started coming, but my mother wouldn't come. My birth mother wouldn't come because she was afraid to come because she thought I was going to reject her. But I was so happy to be able to know my other side of the family. And when I went to her, I took all my kids to go up there and my wife to meet her because she wouldn't come to me. When I went up there, she jumped, ran out the house, and she's just crying like nobody's business. And she ran up and grabbed my hand and shook it with $100. I said, Mama, you owe me nothing. I owe you everything. Thank you for giving me life. And if I could do anything, I would like to just serve you for the rest of your life. So that's one part of my story. When I went to college, I got involved in a Black Panther Party during the 60s and 70s. I became a real radical. I became the Minister of Defense for the Black Panther Party. I was angry. I was prejudiced. I was fighting against the government, doing everything about burn, baby, to burn. I had many different events. I've been in several riots, all kind of things. My friends got shot. We were in the Oak Park when the police came and shot up the whole Black Panther Party, got out of there just missed by a little bit. And then God used a young white man at Sacramento State College. And we had the Black Panther table. We had the Black Panther table. We had the Negro table, the colored table. We had the Mexican table. We had the white table. Everybody was segregated. And you couldn't sit at the Black Panther table unless you was a Black Panther and you thought black because we were changing. The names kept changing. Identity. And what happened was that this young guy boldly came and sat at the Black Panther table, and he wouldn't respond any kind of way, and they asked me to, I was going to jump on him. I was going to fight him because he's at my Black Panther table. And when I noticed him, that he wouldn't respond, I talked about his mama. I did everything I could to provoke him to fight me, but he wouldn't fight me. He had a little bumper sticker on the side of his little briefcase that said, "Rejoice in Jesus." I said, "Oh, you're some kind of Jesus freak. You're some kind of holy roller, some kind of religious fanatic." And he jumped up out the seat and scared the daylights out of me. And he hollered at me and said, "If you mean that if I love the Lord, I sure do." And through that event, 2 months later, I gave my life to Christ. And gave my life to Christ. All my Black Panther partners forsake me. All of my family members, I thought when I got saved that everybody was going to like me. But it didn't happen that way. But it's amazing to me what God can do. And then he went, I hadn't even went to church yet. He went to my mother's church, told them that I got saved, and asked them if they would pay some money for me to go to Expo 72 with Billy Graham in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, Texas. Next thing I know, I'm on a bus with all white people. I didn't even know how to act. So I said it because, I was going to sit in the front of the bus, not in the back of the bus. And then we're in the building, 100,000 high school and college students. And in the midst of that, Billy Graham got up and challenged us to make a commitment to Jesus Christ for the rest of our life to serve him. I'm only a week old, and I don't even know Jesus. I was having a problem even, identifying. And then he turned around, and Billy Graham turned around in this huge place, 100,000. He says, "There's a young man in here, and you need to stand up and make a commitment to Christ. And if you make that commitment, God's hand is going to be on your life. God loves you, son, and he wants you to make. He wants you to make a commitment to serve him. Now stand up, son, because I can't go on and do what I'm called to do here until you stand up for Jesus and make that commitment." I didn't know what was going on, but I was fighting it with everything I could. And when I did stand up, Billy Graham said, "There he is. That's the young man that I'm talking to right there. Out of 100,000, and my life has never been the same again. I got started a church. I've been pastoring for 42 years. It was very controversial because it was non-denomination 42 years ago. And Glenn Cole, Henry Wells, and Ephraim William, some of the biggest names was in the city, wrapped their arms around me and encouraged me. And I thank God for brothers and sisters that will love you even if you ain't even in the same denomination that they in. Thank you.